Hi, everyone. It is Mike and Kim Burge. We're delighted to be with you. You have tuned in to The Good Stuff. Now, we all know humor makes us feel better, and being a little lighthearted is good for the soul. So we're so happy that you're here. Both Mike and I have some things already picked out. Excited for the program, but first I gotta tell you, are you ready for the ultimate ranching revelation? Dive into a world beyond the pasture with Tri-State Livestock News. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders. Immerse in the thrill of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grains to performance horses, we are Ranchers Weekly Bible. Published every Saturday, connect with local buyers and sellers around the clock. Discover more at tsln.com, Tri-State Livestock News. Okay, Mike, I've got a couple of horror stories to share. And to recover from that, I've got some chocolate information.
Oh, good about chocolate. All right.
Okay, well, we'll start with the horror stories. This is something I found very interesting. I've never seen these before. They're two-sentence horror stories. It started, I think, as a challenge, and people put these together. Here's one. I wake up and everything feels wrong. It's too quiet outside. I look out the window and see everyone standing still, looking at my house. Ooh, I'm not sure what that one's about. Oh, here's another one. We'll see how that goes. The doctors told the amputee he might experience a phantom limb from time to time. Nobody prepared him for the moments, though, when he felt cold fingers brush across his phantom hand. Ooh, creepy.
Makes you stop and think, doesn't
it? Yeah,
during
does.
Halloween.
I know it. Growing up with cats and dogs, I got used to the sounds of scratching at my door while I slept. Now that I live alone, it is much more unsettling. I think it's time for some chocolate.
Better do the chocolate one now.
Okay. Here we go. These are the 11 rules of chocolate. We don't know the origin of this, but I think you'll agree. If you've got melted chocolate all over your hands, you'll eat it too slowly.
That's right.
Chocolate-covered raisins, cherries, orange slices, and strawberries all count as fruit, so eat as many as you want.
Oh, there you go.
The problem, how to get 2 pounds of chocolate home from the store in a hot car. The solution.
Eat it.
In the parking lot.
There you go.
Diet tip, eat a chocolate bar before each meal. It'll take the edge off your appetite and you'll eat less.
Good diet plan.
I like that. Chocolate also contains milk, which is dairy, so candy bars are a health food. And if calories are an issue, store your chocolate on top of the fridge. Calories are afraid of heights and they will jump out of the chocolate to protect themselves. Now, if I eat equal amounts of dark chocolate and white chocolate, would that be a balanced diet? Don't they kind of counteract each other?
They should.
I think so. You know, chocolate is derived from cacao beans. Bean is a vegetable. Sugar is derived from either sugar cane or sugar beets. Both are plants, which places them in the vegetable category, too. Therefore, chocolate is a vegetable. That's my conclusion. Put eat chocolate at the top of your list of things to do today. That way, at least you'll get one thing done. A nice box of chocolates can provide your total daily intake of calories in one place. Now, isn't that handy? And to wrap up, the rules of chocolate, and you can share these with anyone, by the way. If you can't eat all of your chocolate, it will keep in the freezer. But if you can't eat all your chocolate, what's wrong with you?
You're not really trying if you
can't
get it all.
Okay, Mike, I think it's time to switch gears again in the program. These are from Jim Whiting. They're short stories that make us think twice about the daily happenings in our lives.
Okay.
Okay, today at 7 o'clock, I woke up feeling ill but decided I needed the money, so I went to work. At 3 o'clock, I got laid off. On my drive home, I got a flat tire. When I went into the trunk for a spare, it was flat too. A man in a BMW pulled over, gave me a ride, we chatted, and then he offered me a job. I start tomorrow.
Oh, good fortune there.
Yeah, and it seems like I know who that happened to, too, but I can't think of it. Anyway.
Today I kissed my dad on the forehead as he passed away in a small hospital bed. About 5 seconds after he passed, I realized it was the first time that I had given him a kiss since I was a little boy.
Oh, wow. And today, as my father, 3 brothers, and 2 sisters stood around my mother's hospital bed, my mother uttered her last coherent words before she died. She simply said, "I feel so loved right now. We should have gotten together like this more often."
Points to ponder there, right?
Exactly.
And if you want to send something to the good stuff, you know how to do it. KimHBurge@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning into your local radio station and to this edition of The Good Stuff.